जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नित्य हरे बाल हरे बाल हरे बाल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज आचार्य अष्टमी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की भुवन मंगल हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीमद्भागवतम की दामोदर व्रत की समवेत भक्तवृंद की पिताई गौर सदनाथ परमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकम् वंदेहम श्रीगुरो श्रीजुत पदकमल श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश वंशाकल्पतरुभस्य कृपासिन्धुभयेव पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं। So now Damodar month, so I have been told to speak on Damodar pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. So we'll hear from Srimad Bhagavatam the sweet description by Srila Sukadev Goswami about Damabandhana pastimes. Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. So this pastime is very nectarian, very sweet, and very unique pastime. Because this is unique because through this pastime, Krishna very strongly he proves that he is not Bhagavan. You agree with that? Do you agree or not? Don't agree? If you don't agree, then we are not following path given by Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you don't agree, we have to agree that Krishna is not Bhagavan. Because as soon as you think Krishna is Bhagavan, then everything finishes. You cannot reciprocate with him. Duye Brajavasis has reciprocated. So that is unique bhakti that Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Chira adadatta nijagupta vitam. That Mahaprabhu gave a bhakti which has never given before. Anarpita charinchirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpaitam urnata ujjalarasa so bhakti sriyam. Mahaprabhu gave a bhakti which has never given before. So how can we believe that Mahaprabhu gave bhakti never given before? Prior to Mahaprabhu, so many great acharyas have come. Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami. How can we say that Mahaprabhu gave bhakti which has never given before? Great acharyas, they have given bhakti. But what bhakti Mahaprabhu gave? The purpose of bhakti is to understand God as God. Shruti says, bhakti enam darsayati. By bhakti, bhaktyamang abhijanati. By bhakti, you understand that he is God. But what unique bhakti Mahaprabhu gave which has not given before? By getting this bhakti, you don't understand Krishna is God. That is unique nature of bhakti. This past very special. Special means Bhagavan who punish everybody, he is getting punishment. This is special. All in all other pastimes, He's punishing others, but he is punished. The Bhagavan means, Parambrahma means, that Bhagavan who binds all the living entities, the rope of Maya, Maya Raju. Now today he is bound. Madhusudana binding him. So that's a very unique pastime. As I told, throughout this pastimes, Krishna, every step he proves, I am not Bhagavan. How can be he is not Bhagavan? He is Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan. But his Bhagavatta, his Aishwarya, his opulence, everything diminishes completely, becomes not important at all in front of the love of his devotees. Our Acharya is giving very nice description of this sweet pastimes described by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. That how the Parambrahma, who is supposed to be Atmaram. One lakshan is Parambrahma is Atmaram. What is the meaning of Atmaram? Self-satisfied. Atmaram means they don't need something else to be happy. They are completely satisfied. We are not Atmaram. I feel very unhappy. Bring a nice rasagala in front of me, I am very happy. Because we are Rasagala Ram. We are not Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. If he is self-satisfied, why is he becoming hungry then? If he becomes hungry, then how he can become Parambrahma? That's anomaly. Okay, we can exempt one disqualification in Krishna. Then next, he was drinking milk from Mother Yashoda's breast. And now, the second anomaly is, that when Mother Yashoda left Krishna on the ground and went to save milk, he became dissatisfied. He's nitya tripta, ever satisfied. Then how he can become Bhagavan if he's dissatisfied? Dissatisfaction is not found in Bhagavan. Okay, we give second exemption. Excuse him. The third one is, then because Mother Yashoda left him alone, he became very angry. Where anger arises from? Kamaesa krudhaesa rajaguna samudbhava. There is tamaguna, rajaguna and sattaguna. Which guna is Krishna belongs to? No guna, not even sattaguna. Then how you can become angry? Anger arises from rajaguna only. Okay, third anomaly. The next one he did, he became angry and broke the pot. Then what happened? Then he went to steal the makhan, the butter. Are Bhagavan is a Lakshmi Pati. He's supposed to be husband of Lakshmi and he's going to steal. How is it possible? So one after another, so many anomalies. Then finally when she will get caught by Mother Yashoda, she's very scared, feared. Yamaraj, the Mahakali is afraid of him, supposed to be. But he is very afraid of Mother Yashoda. Seeing a stick in her hand, that's it. And when the unlimited living entities are judged by God, God judges for your good and bad activities. Now that Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is waiting, what judgment I will get today in front of Mother Yashoda? What punishment I will get? Then finally he is bound and all these things. Then our acharyas have given very nice description that how in spite of all this, that he is still Supreme Personality of Godhead. How to refute this? Because what to speak of ignorant karmi people? Even if knowledgeable jnanis also, they have the same verdict that Krishna cannot be Parambrahma. Rama cannot be Parambrahma. The first disqualification they say, the qualification of Parambrahma is Aja. Aja means no Janama, no birth, Rama took birth, Krishna took birth, so they cannot be Param Brahma. And when all this anomaly they see, it's very easy for them to prove that Krishna is not Param Brahma, but he is a good human being. He is a good human being of a mode of goodness. We should follow him. He is Mahatma. We should follow him, but they don't understand how, even if he is bound by a rope, piece of rope, all these anomalies are found in him, but still he is great. What makes him great? Bhakta Vastalata makes him great. Bhaktyanugraha Katarata. Bhakta Vasa Bhagavan. This is the great quality of Bhagavan. He is controlled by his devotee. So Acharya is describing, which Krishna has told, Je jathamang prapadyante tang tatheva bhajamiham. As you surrender unto me, I will reciprocate. So he has to reciprocate. Mother Yashoda's mood. Mother Yashoda thinks, he's my small baby. Mother is very worried. This boy is a naughty boy. He doesn't know how to keep things nicely. Krishna is Purushottam Bhagavan. And Mother Yashoda thinking, I have to make a good human being. I have to give him a lesson. Otherwise he'll become a loafer, he'll become a hippie. He's thinking like that. She's very worried. And Krishna has to behave like that also because he has to reciprocate with her mood. He has to be very afraid of. He has to be scared. He has to cry. Otherwise, he said, Je jathamang prabhadyante tang tathaiva bhajamyam, I have to reciprocate. That will not happen. So Krishna is exhibiting all this fear and everything. Our acharyas are saying, don't think he's doing natak or drama. Krishna is scared? No, no, no. He is not scared, but he's just showing like that. That is not true. He's really scared. He's really hungry. He's really dissatisfied from the core of his heart. Why? Because where people that do drama? Where people that do drama? In big auditorium, where thousands of people watching. But this thing is not happening in big auditorium, that he'll do drama there. It is happening in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Nobody is there, only Mother Yashoda, he is there. So why will you do drama here? No audience is there. So anyway, let us hear what Sukadeva Goswami speaking about this. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Suka Vacha. Ekada Griha Dasisu. Yashoda Nanda Gehini. Karmantara Nijuktasu. Nirma Mantha Swayam Dadhi. So Srila Sukadeva Goswami describing her Ekada. He starts description with a very choice specific word called Ekada. So in Sanskrit, Kada, Jada, Tada. Kada means when, Jada means then, like this. Ekada. One day, once upon a time, one day. And what could be that day? You know, Lord Krishna, he had his Vrindavan pastimes, 11 years, 6 months. Then he moved to Mathura, 13 years, 6 months. Then he moved to Dwaraka, 100 years there, 125 years. His manifested pastimes. But here, this pastimes happening in Gokul. Gokul Mahavan. Krishna appeared in Gokul Mahavan and he stayed there up to 3 years, 4 months. By that time, 3 days old, he killed Putana. 3 months old, he killed Sakatasura. 1 year old, he killed Trinavatasura. Then finally, this pastime took place. Then Nanda Maharaj's eldest brother, Upananda said, no, this place we cannot stay anymore. Originally they were staying in Nandagaon, but they moved to Gokula because a lot of grass and everything were there. And we have to leave this place. Then they packed all their luggage and everything. They left Gokula Mahavana. For years, another 3 years, 4 months, they're just living in the forest without any house. That only bullock carts and cows from forest to forest they're moving. And they came to Vrindavan Chattikara. Then from there they walked all the way up to Nandagaon. Then he stayed there for a few years. So that means this pastime must have taken something like 3 years. Krishna was 3 years old that time. And that specific day was Deepavali. It is Deepavali, that's why Mother Yashoda Nandagahini, the wife, good wife of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Nandagahini, Karmantar Nijuktasu, Grihadasisu, she had the thousands of maid servants. So there is no need for her to churn the butter. But they are engaged in karmantara, some other activities. So what activities could be? So our acharyas are saying, day after that was Govardhana Puja. But that time there is no Govardhana Puja. Govardhana Puja took place only Krishna was 7 years old. 3 years old still they are doing Indra Puja for Indra Jagyan. That is karmantara nijuktasu. They are engaged in this karma. So Mother Yashoda, Nirma Mantha Swayam Dadhi, she personally came to churn the butter. Why she personally came to churn the butter? Other regions, our acharyas are saying that Krishna, okay, very early morning she is churning butter, very early morning. That day she woke up very early morning. Because early morning you churn butter, that becomes very nice, good quality butter. And Mother Yashoda personally, she wanted to churn the butter for different reasons. One reason is that she is thinking that my son is very naughty, going to steal butter from others' house. Why is he going to steal butter from others' house? Is that butter more tasty? So I'll churn myself butter, it will be so tasty that he will not go to others' house. He will stay here. That's one reason. And the other reason is, she is thinking, my affectionate, my darling, my loving boy, how can I make him to take butter prepared by my maid servants? It's not good. That's in family life, when food is cooked by mother, your sister, sister-in-law, that gives a different potency to you, different influence. Nowadays that habit is gone. All big people, their wives, their mother, they don't cook food. They have all house servants, they cook food. In Western countries, in their house they don't cook food anymore. They go to restaurant to eat. And I heard there's a new trend that some corporate people promoting, the kitchenless apartments. Yes, that's coming up. In big buildings, there should be no kitchen. New fashion has come out. You keep one microwave. Micro oven. You keep that seat. And everything will provide you. You don't have to do anything. And they present such a way, you feel really allured. Hey, really, better life now, no? Very easy life for us. Everything, frozen foods they will give, just put into your microwave oven. And next I heard, they have a system, you don't have to keep microwave in your house also. In the whole building, they have a common place. Before you go to work, just put into the oven there. They have all many ovens kept there. So life becoming very easy nowadays. Yes or no? One boy was giving class in Bombay, youth from Bombay, he was telling that people, they think life becomes so easy. You see, before, in India, our ladies, they have to be husking the paddy. And dal, they have to do like this, no dal. And fetch waters, they have to go half kilometer to fetch water from the well. So nowadays, the ladies, very easy life. Just open the tap, bus water is there. put into grinder, all grinded things. Why you have to do like this? Then just tell you, life is very easy. Then they get pain here, pain there. Then they will go to doctor. They give 400 rupees doctor fee. Doctor will say, okay, I'll give medicine, but every day for a half an hour, you have to make your hand like this. Then he has told you, you have to make your hand like this. Then why you have to pay 400 rupees? You just do. So Mother Yashoda is thinking, I started telling, food cooked by people, they love you. That food has a different impact on you. When it's cooked by your mother, your sister, but nowadays that culture has destroyed. Mother Yashoda has that mood. My loving son, how can I feed him? This butter made by my maid servants. That is another reason. So another reason is given. Mother Yashoda is thinking that I'll make nice butter and offer to Lord Narayan. So my Lord Narayan will bless my son. My son will be protected. So for these different reasons, Swayam Nirmam Mantha Dadhi Swayam. So herself, she was engaged. Nirma Mantha. Mantha means churning. Nirma Mantha means completely focused. Nirma Mantha, complete focused in churning. And that day, Mother Yashoda, she was sleeping with Krishna, baby Krishna. And very early morning, she left Krishna for churning butter. And when Sukadeva Goswami was starting to describe the Damabandhan pastime, he became so much overwhelmed with the greatness of Mother Yashoda. So he could not control himself, Sukadeva Goswami. He stopped his description. Then he was so much in trance, in meditating that sweet pastimes. Then her focus completely was diverted to Mother Yashoda. How fortunate she could be to be mother of Supreme Personality of Godhead. She's not an ordinary mother, she's Yashoda. What is Yashoda? Means Yashoda means Jasa means fame. Da means giver. Who has given the fame? That is Yashoda. And what Jasa, what fame she has given to her son? He has given a fame to her son, how naughty he is, how big thief he is, how offender he is. How he is bound, that is his greatness, that is Yasa. All Muni rishis, everybody, they enjoy to hear the sweet pastimes. So that kind of Yasa she has given. So Sukadeva Goswami's attention is completely diverted, so much focused on her, he could not control. Instead of describing this pastime, he started describing our Mother Yashoda, saying, Khomam basaha prutukatitate bibhrati sutranandam putra snehasunuta kutajugam jatakampa subhru raju akarsasrama bhuja chalat kankano kundalecha sunang bhaktrang kavara bigalita malati nirmamantha. So first verse is nirmamantha. So how you are doing nirmamantha? How you are so focused in churning butter? So Sukadeva Goswami is describing that her greatness by describing her body and her dressings also. Khoma basam, khomam basaha. She was wearing a saffron yellow mixed color. Basa means she was wearing a sari. Khomam basaha, yellow color. Pruthukati tate. Her hips were little, large hips. On top of that, bibhrati sutranandang. Sutrananda, when the ladies or village people, they go to do some hard work, first they will tie their waist with a gamcha or something. And she was wearing very nice cloth, sutrananda, called mekhala, bibhrati, that was there tightly. Then, putra snehasnuta kuchajugam jata kampa. पुत्र स्नेह सुनत सो अफेक्शनेट टुवर्ड्स हर सन पुत्र स्नेह सुनत कुच जुगम हर ब्रेस्ट हेज बिन रिटन हियर दैट टाइट एंड हर फुल हिप्स मदर जशोदा पुल्ड ऑन हर टर्निंग रोप लेवरिंग कंसिडरेबली हर बैंगल्स एंड इयर रिंग्स मूविंग एंड वाइब्रेटिंग एंड होल बॉडी शेकिंग सो इन दिस वे सी आर टर्निंग द बटर रजु आकर्ष श्रम भुज चलत कंकन कुंडल रजु आकर्ष बिकॉज सी आर टर्निंग सो मच लेबर सो शून वक्त्रम सो परस्पिरेशन ऑन हर फेस कंकन कुंडल कंकन हर कंकन बैंगल्स मेकिंग साउंड कुंडल ऑल्सो हैंगिंग एंड मेकिंग साउंड एंड फ्रॉम हर हेड मालती फ्लावर्स आर फॉलिंग डाउन श्रील राधा गोविंद महाराज टेलिंग दिस इज व्हाट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मीन्स शी इज कंप्लीटली एंगेज्ड इन सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण इन माइंड शी इज थिंकिंग हाउ टू मेक नाइस बटर शी इज चर्निंग द चर्निंग रॉड मेकिंग घड़घट 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 आवाज इज स्वीट लाइक प्लेइंग मृदंग एंड हर बैंगल सिंग झिंग 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 लाइक प्लेइंग करतालस सो करताल मृदंग स्वीट सॉन्ग सो मेक वेरी मेलोडियस एंड व्हाट सॉन्ग शी वाज सिंगिंग शी वाज सिंगिंग सी श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज रिटन हियर जानी जानी यह गीतानी तद बाल चरितानी च जानी जानी यह गीतानी सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेइंग अप टू नाउ व्हाट एवर ऑल दिस पास टाइम्स आई हैव डिस्क्राइब टू यू परीक्षित महाराज जानी जानी यह गीतानी तद बाल चरितानी च द स्वीट चरित्र द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स और पास टाइम्स ऑफ दैट बाल गोपाल दधि निर्मंथन काले स्मरंती तन अगायत सो मदर जशोदा she kept krishna she left krishna behind on the bed she is thinking she got up very early morning for two reasons early morning butter is very becomes nice and also she is thinking if he, my son will wake up he will not allow me to do any work before he woke up I must finish churning butter but that much separation she cannot tolerate is separated from krishna is so unbearable for her what is saying smaranti she is thinking and also what is saying tani agayat she is singing all the sweet past times that krishna has performed she herself has composed not only she herself is composing all the village ladies they also compose very beautiful songs They have never gone to school or university. I have seen in Orissa, where I came from, the village ladies, they're so expert. They have a system, you should know this, traditional things in village. Nowadays, before marriage, the girl, boy, they make this living together systems are there. But in village area, no living, you will not see how, the girl will not see how the boy looks like. And it's very painful for the girls to leave their parent house and go to father-in-law's house. So much so, in the village 15 days before, she will go all village people's house and she will cry. And while she is crying, she will compose nice songs describing that how nice she has looked after you. Every house will go. And so nice, instantly they will compose. While they're crying, and compose the songs and singing also. And on marriage ceremony day, the villagers, relatives, they also write nice songs, glorifying and remembering memories, that you are such a sweet girl, we are our village, now living, the point I'm making. So all these songs were composed. Jani jani iha gitani, tadbala charitani cha. The sweet description, pastimes of Lord Krishna, he was singing. So in this time what happened? He's churning butter. Then after Krishna woke up. As soon as Krishna gets up, he put his hand. Where is my mom? She's not there. He's very worried. What is this? He could hear churning butter. churning water is such a great job. She left me alone here. How can she do like this? So he woke up, no, very small boy. Then as soon as he saw churning water, immediately her hunger increased, his hunger increased. Wow, I have to eat now. So he's approaching Mother Yashoda, sitting on the courtyard, other side of the courtyard. And sometimes he's crawling, he's crying, crying, as if I'm very hungry. What have you done? You left me alone. So he's crawling and sometimes getting up, sometimes falling down. And Mother Yashoda saw. When Mother Yashoda saw, just by seeing what to speak of, Krishna will come and suck milk from her breast. Just seeing Krishna is coming, she had so much vatsalya, parental loving relationship. There's so much profusion of milk flowing from her breasts. Her blouse, sari, everybody got wet. Then Krishna approaching. Tangs tannakam asadya manthanti jananing hari gritva dadimanthanang nisadhyat pritim avahan. Tangs tannakam asadya. Then Mother Yashoda saw stannakam, that her son, Krishna, Gopal, he wants to take milk, drink milk. What Krishna did, first when he came, he will drink milk, means she has to stop churning butter. So first he cut hold of that churning rod. You have to stop this business, no more churning. Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj saying, so Krishna telling her, you see all these big, big muni, rishi, yogis, they're churning and churning Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, churning, churning, churning to get me. But you have already got me. Why are you churning? For you, no need of churning. Where I am here. Stop this churning business. Grihita the dimanthanang nisadhyat. See, he stops churning. Pritim avahan. Pritim avahan. Giving very pleasure to Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda is very happy to see. What makes her so happy? So Mother Yashoda, when Gopal goes and catch hold of that churning rod to stop Mother Yashoda, she's thinking, oh, my boy is so healthy now, so strong. She could stop me, my churning butter. And another reason she became very happy, that my growing boy has become so intelligent that he knows this, that if I have to drink milk, my mother has to stop churning. That much knowledge he has. This supreme personality of Godhead, he has all knowledge, but Mother Yashoda thinking, my son has got little knowledge now. So Pritim Avahan, she's very happy. So in this way, by giving Priti, by giving very loving, pleasing feelings to Mother Yashoda, what he did, what Krishna did, tam ankam aruhya. So he went there and tam ankam aruhya. Krishna straight went and sit down here. It is not like that Mother Yashoda said, oh, welcome my baby, come here. Before she pick up, Krishna is thinking, I don't need to be welcome to your, to this lab. This is my field, this is my property. It's not your property that you will welcome me, I'll go there. It's my property. He just came there. Tam ankam arudhya apayat stanam. So she put Krishna on her lap and apayat stanam. She's making him to drink the milk. And what was happening? Sneha sutam sa sasmitam ikshati mukham. Sneha srutam. Because of her so much affection and so much profusely milk was coming out of her breast. Krishna no need to suck. His mouth has been filled with so much milk. He wasn't able to drink. And it's overflowing. And the lines of white milk on his cheek, you know, blue cheek. You know? And Sasmita, Mother Yashoda is watching and she was so happy that Krishna, to see her, his face and he's drinking. And Krishna drinking, he's not satisfied. More drinking, not satisfied. More drinking, not satisfied. And as much as he's drinking, Mother Jasoda's her breast milk flowing also not stopping. Both having big competition now. He says, how much milk you have, I'll see. He's not satisfied. Mother Jasoda says, how much milk you'll drink, I'll see. So big competition between Bhakta and Bhagavan going on. Lot of time passed. Then what happened? Then Mother Jasoda was feeding milk. Atripta Usrijam Javena Sajaya Utsya Mane Payasi Tot Adhisrit. Utsya Mane Payasi. Paya means milk. Then Mother Jasoda saw there is an oven not far from that place that she could see the oven. Then he saw Payasi Tot Adhisrite. On the oven there is a milk. And there is overflowing utsicha mane because too much heat overflowing. So Mother Jasoda, what he said, he did, he left Krishna there. Why she left Krishna there? She could carry Krishna and go. But if she carry Krishna, she can run very fast. So she has to keep Krishna there to protect that milk. And as soon as she left that place, Atriptam Utsrija. Krishna was very atripta, not satisfied. He's very dissatisfied. Not only he became dissatisfied, he became very angry also. Sanjata Kopa. And he was so angry. He's not ordinary angry. He's so angry. Spurita Aruna Adhara. His Adharman's lips were swelled, trembling. And he was so angry, he wanted to do something. Sandasya Dadavi. When he became angry, he wanted to do something. He bite his lips like this. Then I'll see you. You left me like this on the floor. I'll give a good lesson now. Dadavi, then what he did? Dadhimantha Bhajanam. Then he broke that butter, that yogurt pot that she was churning. And how she broke? How he broke? Very expertly he broke. Not like he'll take a big piece of wood, bang! Not like that. What did he do? It is written that, Drishada Asmana. He took a piece of stone. And what stone is that? In village, that time there was no grinders. As I said, they used to have a grinder, a piece of stone, big piece of stone. Here there's a sila and a noda. Noda means a small piece of stone, they will grind like this. It's called noda. So Krishna very cleverly, without making any sound, expertly, he took that noda and from bottom, took it did like this, you know. Broke it. But he broke it. Out of anger he broke it. Then all yogurt and butter spilled all over the floors. Out of anger he did, but when he saw everything on the floor, now he's very scared. What will happen to me? Now I'll get good medicine now. Bhitva Amir Sasur Drishada Asmana. Bhitva, he became very scared. Amrisasru means what is written here? Means he's sowing. He's not crying. Mrisasru means false tears. With some false tears. He's sowing some false tears. He left that place very quietly and he went to the next room. Jagasa Hayangabam Antaram Gataha. Antaram. He went to another room inside. Hayangabam. And there he's eating makhan, the butter. So here he became Mrisasru. Sukadeva Goswami writing, he's showing false tears. But our acharya is saying, no, it is not Mrisasru, it is Amrisasru. It is not false tear, it's real. It's real tears, it's not false tears. Even if sometimes Krishna so false tears to Mother Yashoda to be saved. But today, he is not showing false tears. His feeling is coming from the core of his heart. His amishrasru. So in this way, he left. Then he is eating makhan there. Not only eating makhan, he is distributing to all the bandaras also. All the monkeys distributing. You see, when baby become upset with parents, what baby can do? If parent become angry, upset with baby, they'll give a slap. Right? Or baby become angry, what baby can do? Baby will give a slap. But give a slap, it's very nice not to get a slap from the babies. But babies have different way how to make upset the parents. Their way is how to destroy things. The parents will become very upset. So Krishna first broke the pot to make her upset. But still is not satisfied. I'll make her more upset. So he's eating butters and distributing all the monkeys also. So he's eating butters. So he's thinking, let me eat a lot of butter. I'll have stomach problem. Then she has to take me to Mathura to hospital. I'll give trouble like this. So babies, they think they have their way, no? How to punish the parents. So that pastime going on inside very lonely room. And Mother Yashoda, she went. And Mother Yashoda, when she was feeding milk, so much milk. She's walking, she's running to the oven, and milk dripping from her breast, still milk dripping. And Mother Yashoda told, my dear baby, child, please stay here. Please guard this pot. Very quickly I'll come back. I'll worship you with Arati. Please stay here. He went and what Arati going on here, she doesn't know. No. All these things happened. When she went, then milk was subdued. Milk subdued. Our Acharya is saying, when Mother Yashoda was feeding milk to Krishna, that the milk inside the pot on the oven was boiling, no? So milk was watching what is going on there. Milk can watch? Yeah? It's milk can watch. It's all cinema. In the spiritual world, there is no dead, all cinema. So milk was watching. Milk on the oven is watching. Krishna is drinking all breast milk of Mother Yashoda. She is very worried. So what for I am here? I will not be engaged in Krishna service. My life is useless. I must commit suicide. So, milk jumping into the fire to commit suicide. I think Prabhupada also told something to this extent. Prabhupada said, how everything is living in spiritual world. In our village, when the ladies, they put rice in the pot on the oven. So rice takes time to boil, no? But they will not sit all the time there. They will go and do some work activity in the courtyard. Then time to time they will come and push this rice, it's cooked or not, no? 2-3 times. They will take by spoon, press it, cooked. But Mother Yashoda, for her is not, no need to do like this. She put rice, she do her household activities in the courtyard. Time to time she will ask, oh, rice, are you cooked properly now? Then rice will say, no, mom, I am not yet cooked. When rice is cooked properly, yeah, I am cooked now. So that is what business is going in the spiritual world. Who will not like to go back to that place, to such a place? So Acharya is saying, that's why she was trying to commit suicide, overflowing. Then Mother Yashoda left Krishna and came. And this milk is watching also. Then milk saw that. Milk felt so ashamed. Oh, what a great mistake I did. Krishna was enjoying drinking Mother Yashoda's milk. What a great offense I did. So automatically, milk was subdued. But here, Sukadeva Goswami has described, Utarja Gopi Susritam Payaha Punaha. Utarja Gopi. Gopi means Mother Yashoda, Utarja. She took that pot from the oven, put down on the floor. Susritam. By that time, milk was very nicely boiled. Payaha, milk. Punaha Pravishya, Sandrisha cha दधि अमत्रकम भग्नम पुनः प्रविश्य सी केम बैक एंड संदृश्य एंड सी सॉ सो सरप्राइज टू सी दधि अमत्रकम भग्नम विलोक्य सी सॉ अमत्रकम इज द पार्ट दैट योगर्ट पार्ट इज ब्रोकन भग्नम विलोक्य स्वसुतस्य कर्म सी अंडरस्टूड हु हैज डन दिस हु ब्रोक दिस पार्ट माय सन मस्ट हैव डन हाउ शी हैज कन्फर्म्ड बिकॉज सी नोज फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल सी नोज हाउ नाइस ना सोबर बॉय सी हैज सी नोज दैट एंड अपार्ट ऑफ दैट इफ कृष्ण आफ्टर ब्रेकिंग द पॉट ही वुड बी सिटिंग देयर देन मदर जसोदा कुड थिंक ओ सम मंकी सम क्रो मस्ट हैव कम एंड डन लाइक दिस बट ही सॉ जहा स तंग चापि न तत्र पश्यति न तत्र पश्यति सी कुड नॉट सी कृष्ण देयर सो दैट्स व्हाई सी अंडरस्टूड दिस मस्ट बी दिस बॉयज बिजनेस ही मस्ट हैव डन दैट सो इमीडिएटली सी डिड नॉट बिकम अपसेट जहा स सी स्टार्टेड टू स्माइल न स्टैंडिंग थिंकिंग लाइक दिस पुटिंग हर स्माइलिंग न बॉय सो क्लेवर ही ब्रोक सो नाइस सो एक्सपर्टली हैज ही इज ऑब्जर्विंग हाउ क्लेवरली हैज ब्रोक द पॉट हाउ नाइसली वेरी साउंडलेसली हैज लेफ्ट द प्लेस देन शी सेड ओके आई हैव टू गिव सम लेसन टू दिस बॉय आई हैव टू मेक अ गुड ह्यूमन बींग ही डज नॉट नो हाउ टू प्रोटेक्ट फॉर हिज फ्यूचर आई हैव टू प्रोटेक्ट आई हैव टू गिव अ लेसन टू हिम सो शी पिक्ड अप अ स्टिक बट व्हेयर डिड ही गो हाउ टू फाइंड आउट यू सी द थीफ व्हाट एवर एक्सपर्ट वे He may steal and run away, but some symptoms, marks he will leave behind, the police will catch him. So Krishna very silently he left the place. But what happened when he was walking on top of the yogurt and butter on the floor. So wherever he was going, his footprints were there. So Mother Yashoda could see where he had gone. And Krishna is there stealing butter. Not only eating and also feeding to all the monkeys. And Kathakara was telling he's feeding monkeys because Krishna realized previous pastimes, incarnation when I came, Ramachandra, these poor monkeys helped me so much. I have not paid them back. So by giving butter, I'll pay my loan back to them. But same time he knows also. He knows also. It is written here. उलुखलंग्री उपरी व्यवस्थित मर्काय कामम ददति सिचिस्थितम दैट टाइम दैट देयर नो रेफ्रिजरेटर नाउडेज द चिल्ड्रन हैव सो मच एक्सेस टू फूड इन आवर चाइल्डहुड इट वाज नॉट लाइक दैट सम फेस्टिवल डेज दे विल मेक लिटिल केक सम गुड फूड दैट ऑल्सो मदर विल कीप हाइडिंगली दैट वी कैन नॉट सी इट समटाइम्स दे विल हैंग ऑन द रूफ नो दैट वी कैन नॉट रीच देयर So that is called Sichisthitam, no, hanging. And Krishna, he climbed and took, distributed Markaya Kamam Dadati, to which heart content he is distributing to all the monkeys. Hayangabam, then he's sitting on top of a motor, where the husk, the paddy, that paddy was put upside down because the crow may come and sit there. He's sitting, like this, no? Cross-legged sitting there, hayangamam, and eating, distributing, and chaurja visankita, because he's stealing, he knows that very well. I'm stealing butter. So he's looking like this, no? Looking this, no? Like this. And Acharya saying, he's not only looking through his eyes, he's looking through his ears also. How can I look through ears? Mother just come in front, you can see, no? She's hearing also carefully. So before she reaches by her footsteps, he can understand. So he's looking and hearing carefully also. All of a sudden, Nirikha Paschat Sutam Agasate Sanai. The Mother Yashoda very slowly, slowly, slowly coming. Then all of a sudden, Krishna saw Tang Atada Jasti Prasamikhya. Then Mother Yashoda is there with a stick in her hand. Prasamikhya. Samikhya means to look. Prasamikhya means to look very nicely. What is today happening? very serious matter. I have never seen a stick in my mother's hand. So then, Lord Krishna, he jumped by seeing the stick. He was so scared. He jumped from top of that grinder, motor, and he ran away. He ran away, and Mother Yashoda is running behind, running very fast. But Krishna is running very fast. He is not running to hide somewhere himself. He is thinking if he hides somewhere, then she will catch him and give good medicine. He is running towards the main gate. And Krishna is thinking if I go outside the house, so on the road so many people are walking, outside people are walking. My mother will catch me there. She will not beat in front of everybody. She will be careful. So let me run, go there. So Mother Yashoda running behind. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, just see how surprising the Muni Rishi Yogis, many lifetimes by the speed of mind, they cannot catch the toe of that personality of Godhead. Mother Yashoda is so fortunate. She is trying to catch, and the Malati flowers on her head, the Malati flowers also living conscious, no? Malati flowers thinking, what stupid I am. This lady is so fortunate. She is running after this boy, Supreme Personality of Godhead. She has so much love and affection. And sitting on her head, I should be falling on her feet. So all Malati flowers falling. Then finally, Krishna is running, only 1 foot behind Mother Yashoda. And at one point, Krishna is thinking, let me see how far behind she is. So as soon as he stopped, looked back, kap, Mother Yashoda caught him. Then Mother Yashoda ki, Bal Gopal Krishna ki. You can, these past times I narrated because what Sukadeva Goswami has written, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they put nice masala into it, spices to it. So I put all together and I compiled this book, Damodara book, the whole story is there. And also the answer to that, how Krishna can be God. That also one chapter is there. How acharyas are very strongly, they have to prove. All the Mayavadis, they will preach how he could be Bhagavan. So very philosophically, they have refuted that in spite of all these things, how is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And greatness of Mother Yashoda's love, and many rules, regulations, systems for Kartik Vrata. And finally, Chaura Agraganna Ashtakam, composed by Vallabhacharya, the chief of the thieves, very sweet Ashtak. You should read that also. Thank you so much. Jai Damodar ki jai.
Well,